prophetic response, the prophetic response, with wisdom in words, with mercy in heart, the prophetic response, the finest start, the prophetic response, the prophetic response.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Father Nation, we once again welcome you in our program, The Prophetic Response. In this program, we discuss those hadiths in which Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم answer the questions of Sahaba Ikram. So much to learn from this episode today. Be with us from beginning till end. But before we proceed, let's make a few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat, Amir of Ahlul Sunnah, Hazrati Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah has given us this beautiful mindset. We should not forget to make good intentions. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will deliver this for the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. You are watching, you can make this intention, watch from beginning till end. You'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Respected viewers, Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala and says, in a gathering while Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was speaking, meanwhile, a Bedouin came and said, when will the hour come? Meaning, when will the day of judgment come? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam continued speaking. Some people started saying that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had his question, but did not like that. Some said Rasulullah ﷺ did not listen his question. When Rasulullah ﷺ completed his talk, he asked, "Where is the one who asked about the day of judgment?" An individual said, "Ya Rasulullah ﷺ, here I am." The Prophet ﷺ said, فَإِذَا ضِيَّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةُ فَانْتَزِرِ السَّاعَةِ When trust, amana, is lost, then wait for the hour, the day of judgment. He said, كَيْفَ إِضَاعَتُهَا How will trust be lost, the amana? Here he saw the stream said, إِذَا وُسِّدَ الْأَمْرُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ أَهْلِهِ فَانْتَزِرِ السَّاعَةِ When authority and responsibilities are entrusted to those who are not qualified, capable for them, then wait for the hour, the day of judgment. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi writes, and please inform us about the date, month, and day of Qiyamah. From this we learn that it was the aqeedah, belief of Sahaba Ikram Ali ibn Ridwan that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had granted Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam total knowledge of unseen, ilmi ghaibi kulli. And they also had this aqeedah, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has been granted the knowledge of the day of judgment. This is why they used to ask this question. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not declare them kafir or mushrik. And it is worth noticing also that upon asking such question, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam did not declare the one asking as mushrik or kafir, polytheist or disbeliever. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned the signs of the day of judgment. And signs are mentioned by the one who has the knowledge of everything about that particular subject. And under this, ضُيَّعَتِ الْأَمَانَةِ he, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, writes, here the word amana, trust, refers to the power and kingdom. These are the amana of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which he has given to his people for few days. So it's very important that power and position should be entrusted to the one who is capable of that, right? And who is qualified for that role, for that position. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we also prepare for that hour, for that day of judgment, the signs of which have been mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we also learn that what knowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted to his beloved Rasulullah sallallahu التسخين. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates a Bedouin came to the court of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم and asked يا رسول الله إني أحب الخيلاء في الجنة خيل. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم I like horses. Will horses be in Jannah? Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم said إن أدخلت الجنة أتيت بفرس من ياقوتة له جناحان فحملت عليه ثم طار بك حيث شئت. If you will be admitted to Jannah, a red ruby horse will be brought to you, which will have two wings, and you will mount on that very horse and have you fly and take you wherever you would wish to go. Subhanallah. Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naini rahmatullahi ta'ala says, remember, in Jannah there will be no camels or birds of the world. Rather, that will be the creation of Jannah, like Hur and Ghilman, the heavenly woman and servants. As Jannah is only for the human beings. But yes, some animals will also go to Jannah, like the she camel of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim, known as Qiswa, the dog of the companions of cave Ashabi Kahf, and the she camel of Salih alayhi salam, and the donkey of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, as mentioned in some narrations. So you should prepare for that Jannah, which will have a red ruby horse with wings, and inshallah will fly wherever we want to go. Much better is waiting for us, respected viewers. So avoid sinning in this world. Offer salah, fast, give zakah, perform hajj, perform obligatory acts. Avoid haram. Do as many good deeds as possible for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please your Lord Azza wa Jal. Enter Jannah. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. Eternal blessings are waiting for us. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Busar radiallahu ta'ala and narrates, two Bedouins came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. One of them said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is the best person. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, طُوبَى لِمَنْ طَالَ عُمْرُهُ وَحَصُنَ عَمَلُهُ. Glad tidings is for that person who has long life and he has good actions. Others said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the best action? It was said that you leave this world in a state that your tongue is busy in the remembrance of Allah. He said, Ya Rasulullah wa yakfini. Ya Rasulullah, is it enough? Will it suffice for me? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, Na'am wa yafdulu ank. Yes, this will be more from your side. Subhanallah. Having a long life, but performing good deeds. Not having a long life and having sins more. This is something worth remembering. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us long life, we should pray, Ya Allah, grant us full of good deeds. And we also learned that when we leave this world, our tongue should be moist with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we must keep our tongue busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are different forms of adhkar. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, Subhanallah al-Azim, and many more of the God. What should we do? We should have them in our routine life. We shouldn't keep our tongue busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the ways is to recite the Holy Quran. We should have an allocated time for that. If we want to keep our tongue busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should recite salawat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. This is also a beautiful form of dhikr. If we want our tongue remaining busy in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should offer salah, because salah is one of the best forms of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is up to us how much more dhikr we do in different forms we do. And then we leave may we live while our tongue is busy in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then when came to the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and he asked questions about wudu, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam showed him how to perform wudu, in which Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam washed the every part of the body which is washed in wudu thrice, three times, and then said, هَكَذَا الْوُضُوءُ فَمَنْ زَادَ عَلَىٰ هَذَا فَقَدْ أَسَاءَ وَتَعَدَّى وَظَلَمَ. Meaning, wudu is like this. Whoever added in it, he did bad, and who crossed the limit, he did oppression. Now, because let's learn what is israf. As we heard a warning in a hadith that if someone added or did more than what is explained, so for that we had a warning of Rasulullah. So Allah explains this, that this warning is in that case when a person has got this belief that doing more is sunnah. If he believed that tathleef, washing three times, is a sunnah, but he did wudu upon wudu, or he wanted to have certainty of heart because of doubt, he did wudu, or tabreed, meaning he wanted to have coolness, or tanzeef, meaning he wants to have more cleanliness, that's why he did wudu, or he did reduce it for any other need, then there is no problem whatsoever. Only in two cases, israf, extravagance, is only unlawful and sinful in two cases. Number one, when spending wealth on a sinful or forbidden act. And number two, when wasting wealth on useless things. For wudu and ghusl, pouring water more than three times, unless or until this is for a valid reason or purpose, it is not israf, it is not extravagance. Rather, it is permissible, because spending for a permissible purpose is neither disobedience nor waste of wealth. Respected viewers of Madani Chain, we learned a lot from today's episode. I hope, inshallah, these a'mal mentioned in these hadiths and the guidance of Rasulullah will help us. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode with another interesting topic. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The prophetic response, the prophetic response, with wisdom in words, with mercy in heart, the prophetic response, the finest start, the prophetic response, the prophetic response.